Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip, what to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. In this video, I want to share with you one of the most pivotal moments of my life, my very first time doing acid. Also, my very first time trying any psychedelic. Up until that point, I'd only ever tried a weed edible, which was also a powerful experience because the weed edible showed me what it felt like to have my consciousness shifted. So it was almost like a pre-psychedelic preparation, and the weed edible experience, which I talked about in one of my podcasts, I'll link to it in the description. The weed edible helped me get comfortable with the idea of having my consciousness shifted, and it paved the way for this acid experience, for me to invite that experience into my life and be ready for it. So let me set the stage for this acid experience. My friend and I went camping in the woods, and he brought along two tabs of acid. And to this day, this was the strongest and best acid I have tried. I don't know if that's because it was my very first time trying it or that it was a particularly strong tab, but that was one of the best experiences I've had with acid. And to this day, there was something special in those tabs. So we go camping. This is in the middle of a forest, perfect environment for an acid trip. We were surrounded by nature. It was a beautiful forest and it was quite an overcast day. So it created a really nice, moody atmosphere. I remember we were so naive when we were taking this acid. We had taken some coffee in the morning, and I remember stressing out, thinking, is it going to be okay if we now take acid when I have caffeine in my system? And for the record, it is okay. But at that time, I remember we were Googling, trying to figure out, like, is there any bad side effects that can come from mixing LSD and caffeine? And of course, the connection in this campground, because you're in the middle of a forest, there was no Wi-Fi, no data, no nothing. And I think we just decided, okay, we probably would have heard something about not mixing coffee with acid if it was the case. And since we haven't heard anything, we're just going to roll with it. Just goes to show how innocent we were at that time. We knew nothing. And so I'll just describe some of the highlights of the trip for me. First of all, and this is so magical on any psychedelic, is the experience of shifting your consciousness. Now, I had a little glimpse of that with the weed edible, just the tiniest shift. But with acid, you're getting a full-on shift where You're still in the same forest, but different. You're still in the same world, but it's different. You're still the same person, but different. And that experience of being in the same hologram of reality, but experiencing it on a different channel, a different frequency. To this day, that's one of the most special things I find about psychedelics. As a first timer, I think that was truly mind-blowing for me. I remember there was a puddle, and I looked into this puddle, and I could see my reflection in the water. And on the acid, I could see all the layers of my ego being deconstructed in this puddle, all the masks that I was wearing. And I realized that this was true of me and also everyone around me, that we were all essentially playing these characters, that our deep core true self was way, way, way down there. And then on top of that, all these layers. That was fascinating to see, and it was maybe the beginning of my journey of understanding how can we remove more of those layers? How can we come back to the more authentic self? And that's a journey that's continued with mushrooms, with DMT, with ayahuasca. I think it's a major theme of psychedelics is that you are going to go deep into yourself. You're going to see the blocks, the limitations, and the layers of ego that you've put around you. And then the psychedelic will help you dissolve it, or it will help you see what you're not seeing so that when you come back to the real world, you can hopefully come back with one layer off, one more layer of falsity removed, and one more aspect of truth revealed. By the way, there's a quote that I'm reminded of by Franz Kafka, who said, "I was ashamed of myself when I realized that life was a costume party and I attended with my real face." It's a very profound quote, and I think it ties into psychedelics beautifully, that we are living in this costume party and everyone around you is wearing some sort of mask. And you yourself are wearing different masks depending who you're with. When you're with your parents, you probably are a little bit different than when you are with your best friend. I think what psychedelics do is they help us attend the costume party with our real face and to be okay with that and to not put on the masks of ego, the masks of protection, the masks of this is how I want to be seen, but to really show up as yourself and being okay with being seen as yourself. And I think that acid trip was the beginning of that journey for me of, first of all, realizing the layers that I had put on myself and then slowly starting to take them off. Another cool moment that happened was we were walking around the campground, not really knowing what we were doing. And we ran into a new friend, actually a total stranger that became a new friend. And somehow we ended up telling him that we were tripping on acid and this is our first time. And he said, "Come to my car." And we did. I don't know what we were thinking, but I guess we felt safe. We went to his car and he had this incredible stereo system. And we got in the car, he closed the doors, and he puts on the music. And we're full on tripping at this point. So every note of this music, it felt like it was going through every atom of my being. I was not hearing the music with my ears, but feeling the music with every cell of my body, with every atom of my being. It was one of the most incredible experiences and one of the most perfect moments of magic on this trip. I'm so grateful to this person who saw that it was our first time tripping. And his response was, "Let me show them something special. Let me give them a special experience with music that they might otherwise not have on this trip." Another fascinating thing about the sound during the trip was it was raining slightly. And every drop of rain that was hitting the leaves in this forest felt like music to my ears. I could feel the divine synchronicity between all the drops of rain hitting each leaf. And, you know, you're so present and so tuned in, more present than I probably have ever been in my life, other than maybe when I was a kid. And that was magic. If you ever get the chance to do psychedelics and it starts raining, that could turn out to be a really beautiful auditory experience. One thing I noticed in my trip was that there were moments in the trip where I really wanted solitude and I really wanted to be in my own space to process some of the emotions that were coming up for me, but I couldn't communicate it to my friend. You know, it's very hard on psychedelics to talk. And because we sort of went into this trip with the assumption that we would be together and trip together, I found it really hard to communicate my needs and say, hey, I really need some space here. So that was just a minor point of resistance, which I wanted to mention here in case this is your first time tripping. Maybe set a ground rule before the trip to let the other person know, hey, I may need some alone time. These days, if that was to happen, I would know how to communicate that in the trip, or I would surrender to it. I would just flow with how the trip was unfolding, regardless of what I would prefer. But in that moment, I remember feeling a little bit of resistance around that. And it's kind of funny how even from the very first trip, I realized the importance of solitude. I realized that if I can be alone, I can let go more. I can surrender to the experience more, and I can go deeper into those layers of ego and start unblocking, start doing that work. There was another really fascinating moment from the trip, which I'll never forget. So we're walking in this forest, and I see a slug on the ground. You know, it was raining slightly, it's wet everywhere, all the critters and the insects are out. And I crouch down, and I look at this slug, and the thought that goes through my mind is, what it's doing is the most important thing to it. What it's doing is the most important thing it could be doing with its life. Crawling across this leaf, going wherever it's going, that in its little world, it's not a little world, it's its whole world. And somehow that connection with the slug, this empathy for another living creature, really seeing the world through its eyes, that it's not some insignificant critter, that it is doing the most important thing to it. And that every other thing in this forest, every other ant, butterfly, every tree, every leaf on the tree was doing the most important thing for it. This may sound trivial, but that understanding of how every individual piece of consciousness was experiencing life from its own perspective, and that what it was doing was the most important thing in its life. It was really magical. It was really magical to experience that and to be able to see through different viewpoints of life and understand that we're all in this together, one consciousness creating harmony, but splitting itself into individual pieces of consciousness to have that individual experience. I'll never forget that moment of pure presence. Just sitting with the slug, crouching down, looking at it and thinking, huh, what it's doing is the most important thing to it. And I guess, I don't know if this happened in the trip, but I could have taken that a step further and said, and what I'm doing is the most important thing in my world. And what my friend is doing is the most important thing in his world. And sort of branching it out to every human in my life and understanding that, wow, we're all playing the role we're destined to play and experiencing exactly what we need to experience. That's a very powerful perspective. If you're feeling stuck in life or you feel like you're not following your purpose, consider that you might actually be doing exactly what you need to be doing right now. Even if you feel it's not productive or you feel like you're stuck, that must mean that's the experience you have to have right now, that otherwise the universe would bring you to another place, that in this moment, this is what you need to be going through and looking for the gift in the present moment, understanding that there's nothing that you need to be chasing. This is it. This is the moment where the learning happens, where the magic happens, where the presence happens. So the whole trip was incredible. And what's interesting with acid is it kind of comes in waves. Unlike a mushroom trip where you have a clear beginning, middle, and end. You have the ascent, you have the flight, and you have the descent. With acid, it feels more like rolling waves, and you catch a wave and you're tripping. And then you kind of come down and you say, oh, maybe it's the descent. But then another wave takes hold of you. You think you're done with a wave, and then another wave takes hold of you, and you're off on another adventure. The descent was really beautiful. We found a little campfire that someone else had made, and we asked them if we could join them, and we just sat around this fire looking at the flames, and the acid is slowly tapering off, but you still have that afterglow. And someone was playing music on a Bluetooth speaker, and the music just perfectly matched the mood. And it was fantastic. Just the most magical, perfect first experience that I could have ever asked for. And it opened the door to all the other experiences that I was going to have with mushrooms, with DMT, later on with ayahuasca. It really set the stage for a powerful relationship with these psychedelic medicines. What's kind of funny to me is that my very first experience was with acid, but all my subsequent explorations, for the most part, happened to be with mushrooms, and then with DMT, and then later on with ayahuasca. That I only returned to acid, I think, 2 or 3 more times in a very meaningful way. But for the most part, once I discovered mushrooms, I never really went back to acid, because for me personally, I realized everything I was getting from acid, I was kind of getting from mushrooms, but better. What I really enjoy about mushrooms is that there's the spiritual energy flowing through it. There's a mushroom energy guiding you through the trip. Whereas with acid, it felt a little bit more mental. It felt like I was tapping into my subconscious, but that there was no plant energy guiding the trip. I would be very curious to try another full dose of acid and really explore that realm and see where that takes me. So that's the story of my first acid experience. It was 4 or 5 years ago that I first did it. And I'm so grateful to my friend who took the initiative, who invited me to go camping with him, who brought the tabs of acid. Super grateful to him, because that first experience really was so positive, and it really opened up the gates for me to understand, okay, this is a direction I want to explore further. There's something really interesting going on here. For a first timer, if you're listening to this and you haven't done anything yet, I would say start with mushrooms. Not that there's anything wrong with starting with acid, but an acid journey is quite a long journey, 12 to 15 hours. I was very lucky that we were doing it in nature, and I just felt so free and open and surrounded by trees, and it's a very healing experience when you do it in nature. I think if I was alone at home in my room and I was doing acid, it would be probably a very different experience. That being said, I started with acid and it worked out beautifully. So do what you feel called to do. Just be prepared, do your research. And if you want a quick guide on what to do before, during, and after your psychedelic journey, go to mushroomchecklist.com. On that website, you'll find my free mushroom trip guide. Most of the lessons in that guide will also help you with your acid trip. If you want to hear more psychedelic stories, subscribe to my channel. You might be interested in my story of trying DMT for the first time and how that changed my life. You'll find the link to that in the description. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.